law, having met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. We will begin tonight with swearing in of our new council members. First, bring the folks, and she will be sworn in by County Commissioner Lillian Brown.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to take this opportunity for thanking Councilman Lopez, Councilman Coates, for giving me the privilege and the honor of swearing in. And so I'm grateful and honored and privileged to do this for you. So I wanted to say thank you. And on behalf of the entire County Commissioner Board, we congratulate both of you on your election. So let's get you started. Are you ready? Okay. Do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution, of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear true faith, and allegiance, to the same, and to the governments established. In the United States, and in the state of New Jersey, and in Somerset County, and Bound Brookville, under the authority of the people, and I will faithfully, impartially, and justly, perform all the duties. Of the office of councilwoman, according to the best of my ability, so help me God. Thank you. I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States, in the great state of New Jersey, Somerset County, and greater, and the borough of Bound Brook, and under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of councilman. According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Under the provisions of NJSA 10:4-6, notice of the time and place of this meeting has been posted and sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger by way of annual notice. Will you all please rise and reflect on this?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands on one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Folks.
Here.
Councilman Guerra.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Councilman Morris.
Here.
Councilman Rossi.
Here.
Councilman Steve.
Here.
All right, very good. We've got a few little messages here to read to everyone. Good evening and welcome, everyone. I'd first like to thank all of you for being here tonight, our residents, members of the governing body, borough professionals, volunteers, and staff. Your presence reflects the pride and commitment that make Fallonbrook such a strong community. First, I want to congratulate the members of the council who were sworn in tonight. Thank you for stepping forward to serve. Public service is both an honor and a responsibility. I look forward to working with each of you in the years ahead. I also want to thank my borough administrator and her team, the police, fire, EMS, DPW, code enforcement, the finance office, recreation employees, and court officials, who all work every day to keep Fallonbrook running safely and efficiently. Fallonbrook is a borough that has been known to persevere. Over the years, we have faced serious challenges, but each time, we have emerged stronger. That resilience defines us. It is reflected in our revitalized downtown, our growing small business community, our investments in infrastructure, and the continued improvements of our parks, neighborhoods, and public spaces. I'm happy to report Fallonbrook is stronger than ever. From our emergency services, our financial standing, to the vast potential of our downtown, we are now a borough that has caught the attention of everyone around us. This year, we are focused on public safety, fiscal responsibility, business recruitment, and quality of life matters. From recreation programs and senior services to supporting our schools and local organizations, we will continue to invest in the people who make this borough home. In closing, I'm proud to serve as the mayor of this great community. Together with council staff and residents, we will continue building a Fallonbrook that is safe, vibrant, and welcoming for all. And I thank you, and we'll move on. All right. First of all, for our 2026 council liaison, we'll first start with the proclamation recognizing the service of Councilwoman Bresnik. She's not here. I think we'll put that off till the next meeting. I'm looking for nominations for council president. Nomination Kendall Lopez, Councilman Lopez. I need a second. All in favor? Signify by saying all. Very good. Congratulations, Kendall Lopez. We'll now look to adopt the bylaws. I need a motion to accept the bylaws.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor of adopting the bylaws? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, very good. The bylaws passed. All right, our 2026 council committee appointments. I will read them off for those of you who don't have a copy of the agenda. The finance committee will be chaired by Trina Folks. The alternates of the committee, Sean Guerra and Kendall Lopez. The public works, buildings, grounds, and utilities will be chaired by Councilman Morris, along with Ms. Folks and Councilman Speed. The public safety chairperson will be Councilman Guerra, along with alternates Kendall Lopez and Councilman Glenn Rawson. The personnel administration and ordinances chairperson will be Councilman Speed, along with alternates Morris and Rawson. Economic development, the chairperson will be Kendall Lopez. The alternates will be Ms. Folks and Councilman Guerra. And finally, the zoning, construction, and code enforcement will be chaired by Councilman Rossi, along with Councilman Morris and Councilman Speed. We will now need a motion to accept those.
Motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. All right, now we've got some 2026 council liaison appointments. I need a motion to accept the council liaison appointments.
Motion. Second.
All in favor of those, signify by saying aye.
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 Very good. That is Councilman Garrow, who is the Board of Engineers, the Fire Department, Councilman Morris, who was down with South Honor from the State. Councilwoman Faulks to the Arts Committee, Councilman Lopez to the Historic Preservation Committee, Councilman Garrett to the Office of Emergency Management, Councilwoman Faulks to the Planning Board, Councilperson Lopez to the Recreation Commission, Councilman Garrett to the Rescue Squad, Councilman Speedy to the Seniors, Councilman Rossi to the Shade Tree, and Councilman Guerra to the Special Improvement District Advisory. All right, the following mayoral appointments to the Planning Board: Dr. Wale Adewamne, Mr. Jamie Garcia, Mr. David Dombey, and Mr. Jim Aokley. To the Shade Tree, Ms. Zudu. Is that correct?
Yes.
You talking like that? Close enough. And Laura Ranzulli. Recreation Commission, Francesco Nelson, Bill Bowen, and Kenneth Bogantos. All right, now some mayoral appointments with consent of the Borough Council. I need a motion to accept those.
Motion.
A second?
Second.
Can I have a roll call on those?
Council President Lopez?
Yes.
Councilwoman Faulks?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez, I'm sorry, Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes.
Okay, so council appointments to the Cultural Arts Committee and the Special Improvement District Advisory Board. I need a motion to accept those.
I make a motion.
I need a second?
Second.
All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. The following resolutions below are submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. Except for discussion and desire, the resolutions may be removed by council action. So I've got 26-001 through 012, actually 013. 013, if you don't have it on the agenda, is a resolution for the Borough of Boundbrook accepting a change order number one for the asbestos removal project at the Boundbrook Public Library. Basically, to summarize, during the course of this project, conditions were encountered which necessitates additional work, in particular the floor, carpet floor, and the entrance to the main room. An increase of $36,000 for a revised total contract amount of $357,000. And just so the public knows, this will be the last. Once this is complete, all the asbestos has been removed from the library. We will then proceed with the reconstruction portion of it, and we hope to be open shortly after that. So, all right. 001 through 013. I need a. Anybody wants to pull any of those?
Mayor, I just want to 006 about the new fire chief. He's here, present. I don't know if we want to kind of throw a little more attention to him since he's here, and instead of just putting out any of the group resolutions.
Okay.
You want to make a motion to pull it from the
consent? Pull it and just, you know, a little more recognition have him come up.
Second.
Yeah.
Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of pulling 006?
Okay.
Okay. We on New Year's Day we swore in a new fire chief, and the new fire chief happens to be here. Chief Magaki is here. We thank you for your service, Chief, and we look forward to working with you as a council. Mike was the deputy chief, and Chief Smith is now the deputy chief, but I believe our emergency services are a model for other communities in the, not only in the county, but in the entire state of New Jersey, and certainly the police department, the fire department, and our EMS are led by, they all reflect the leadership how they're run, and we appreciate you, you guys work.
Thank you, everyone. I'll be here after if anybody wants to chat.
All right, so we're going to have a motion to adopt all of them other than 06 will be remaining. Is that a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, 006, we will do that separately. I need a motion to...
Motion.
Confirmation of the 2026-27 Board of Engineers. I got a motion, now second.
Second.
Councilman Morris, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, any comments? Any councilmen men and women wish to make a comment? Okay. Do we have any new business? All right, now we're now open to the public. If anybody wants to come up to the microphone, just state your name and go ahead.
Good evening. My name is
Phil Fiodino, former councilman, priest, resident of Bound Brook, to Kendall and Trina, blessings for your work here on the council. And what I have to say is not just to them, it's for everybody. We are here to work together. It's a very special day for us in Christianity, because it's the Epiphany. And this year, we've had a huge celebration of Epiphany because the churches have moved it backwards to celebrate it this weekend. But today is the calendar day of the Epiphany. And the Epiphany is seeing the light. However you want to interpret the light, whatever the light is in your life, we have to follow the light. And for us, that means unity among diversity and trying to build a better Bound Brook. I've been here for 12 years, and I have seen many, many good changes. And they say you can never go back home again, but I've done it. And I'm happy to be here. So, again, to you, to a special blessing, I, as a priest, have to say evening prayer and morning prayer, and this evening I pray for both of you, but I pray for everybody here who is involved in the government of this town and who are citizens of this town. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Melanie Moreno, Greenbrook Township, New Jersey. I'm speaking on behalf of the five commissioners. We send all of our congratulations to you. We thank you, our county, our constitutional officers, Sheriff Russo, Surrogate Jallo, Clerk Peter, all congratulate the two new members on the board and send and extend our best to this whole council, how we can work together as partners with the borough and the county. We are here to help you. If and when you need that, please, we welcome you to come to us in any way that you can, as Somerset County can be of service to you, our oldest borough in this county. We have an exciting year with FIFA World Cup and, of course, our 250th anniversary of our nation. So we look forward to celebrating this joyous occasion with all of you. And, again, thank you so much for your service. Have a good year.
Don't miss a night. It's a pleasure to be here with you, with Trina now, and head of planning. Well, liaison to planning, sorry. It's always exciting. And I'm George Ginette. Do I need to say my name? No? I mean, it matters.
Yes.
Andres Ginette, Central Jersey Tenants Union, Green Party Latinx Caucus. I think this year, now that we're looking into the master plan and trying to rework out the master plan, It's good. I don't know if there's any tenants here, but Bambrook is a tenant majority town, and our master plan needs to reflect in a prominent way, and not only the master plan, but the bodies, the planning board. We need a rent control board as well, but our bodies need to reflect the fact that we're a tenant majority, and as well, we need to. There are many things that would be great ideas. One of those things would be implementing, now that we're having a rent crisis, that the rent that we pay, the cost of living is really high and very tough for the working families out here. It would be a great opportunity now that we're looking at the master plan, now that we have a new Democratic majority council, to look at putting together a rent control board and trying to get some rent control in town that would affect, now that all the luxury apartments, they're competing with the older, more established apartments, and at least in my apartment complex, that's 300 plus units, they've raised the prices substantially, and we need some rent planning that's going to help everyday families that work here at the hospital, at the Amazon warehouse, at the everywhere here at pharmaceutical, at the warehouses. We need a rent control that's going to help working families stay here in Bambrook and keep building this town. And we need as well, now that when we rework the master plan, we need to have what's called housing stability indicators. I can give you an example, because I do work with the Tenant Union Federation. It's the largest tenant organization nationwide, Federation of Unions. It's something that has been done in the past. You can get a memorandum of understanding with maybe the court that has jurisdictions over evictions here in town, and you could get maybe a statistics or a number to get a sense of how many evictions are happening in town, and have an indicator of housing stability. How much is the turnover, right? So we can make sure that when we're developing in the area, when we're doing working in the planning board, we're making sure that there's housing stability, and that there's less turnover in the planning that we do. So I just wanted to throw that in there. I wish you all really a successful year. We're all Team Bambrook here, and I appreciate the effort. It's not an easy job. I know, because I come here, I don't do the job, but I come here every night. You guys see me, and I know it's a lot of work. So I appreciate you guys, and I wish you a good year, and I wish Bambrook a great year. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, two quick announcements. We have some room on the Arts Cultural Committee. The Arts Cultural Committee is basically in charge of the Battle of Bambrook, as well as overseeing developing the arts throughout the town of Bambrook. They've got some funding through the developments downtown, and we do have some spaces on anyone from the public who would be interested. You don't have to be a Bambrook resident to serve on that. We're also looking for a resident who would be interested in serving on the Memorial Day Committee. We're putting together a Memorial Day Parade Committee. We're putting together a committee in town to make this year's Memorial Day Parade bigger and better. If you are interested, you can email myself, or you can email Administrator McCoy if you're interested. It's probably an easy lift. And if you've got connections, or somebody you'd like to be in a band, or be a band member, or a float, or something like that, we'd love to hear from you. Other than that, I need a motion.
Mayor, also the Parking Commission could use members too if you want. Advertise that one as well.
All the committees.
Yeah.
And if you're interested and we don't have a committee, maybe we'll make one. Not turning anybody down. In the meantime, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out. I hope you all